We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hilchos Shabbos Siman Shin Vav Sifcheh. Says the Mechaber, Hiru Ba'asakav Mutar. It is permitted to think about one's business on Shabbos. Umikom Makom Mishum Onik Shabbos Mitzvah Shelo Yachshav Bahem Klavi Be'enav Kilu Kom Lachto Asuya. Even though it is permitted, it is better not to think about your business on Shabbos because it might cause you a little bit of pain or sorrow, or it might distract you from the focus of Onik Shabbos, of thinking about the Shabbos only and of lofty thoughts. So better not to think about one's business if it will act as a distraction, even though me'ikar adin, it is permitted. In Siman Shin Mem Sifkan Chafalef, the Mishnah Berurah says that me'ikar adin, it is permitted to look at the work of a non-Jew in order for you to learn how to do that work, how to do that action appropriately. But it is prohibited to go to that place specifically to see what the non-Jew has done. Sivtes. Aser lomer lein Yehudi she'ileh chutzot chum b'shabbos achar krovei hames she'avo la'asbido. If somebody passed away and they need relatives to say the hesped, to give a eulogy, you cannot tell a non-Jew to go outside of the tchum to get those relatives. But if somebody is about to die and he requests that you go get his relatives from outside the tchum, then it is permitted. This permission is because of the heter of kedei shelo titariv daito alav, so that this person does not get even worse mentally, which might cause him to die sooner. The Aruch HaShulchan says that it is only this iser which we permit because of shelo titariv daito for this person who is about to die. However, other isuri drabanan we will not permit as long as the doctor has not said that there is a sakana if we don't do it. Only Amira Lenachri we permit because of Mimso Chevzcha B'Daber Davar. But all other Isuri Durabanan, which are not Mishum Mimso Chevzcha B'Daber Davar, are going to be prohibited even for Echola Shenot Elamas, somebody who is about to die. Because it is not really Pikuach Nefesh in this situation if the doctor doesn't say that it's going to cause him to die any earlier. Rav Moshe explains the reason that we don't permit these Isurim because of Shalot Titariv Daito is because it's not really Pikuach Nefesh, since the whole Sakana of Titariv Daito is that the person might come to kill himself, and that's not shayach by someone who is about to die. Sif Yud, Lahachlef Mashkon Lein Yehudi B'Shabbos Mutar Emul Malbush, V'Yotziana Yehudi Yehudi Derech Malbusho. If you are switching a Mashkon with a non-Jew on Shabbos, it is permitted if it is an item which is an item of clothing, because that can just be worn out. Sif Yud Aleph, Mutar Liknos Bayis Beretz Yisrael Menein Yehudi B'Shabbos Chosim Malah Berakal Shalahem B'Ksav Shalahem Dein Oserak Midorbanim Yishuv Beretz Yisrael Lo Gazru. It is permitted, even though Mecha Chomemker is an issue on Shabbos, it's permitted to buy a house in Eretz Yisrael from a non-Jew, and you can sign on it in court. The Ramah says that you would sign in their writing, not in Hebrew, because it's only an Issur Durabanan, and because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, they permit Issurei Durabanan. The Mishnah Berurah explains that this heter of the Ramah is not accepted by everyone. The Ramah seems to assume, like the Or Zeruah, who says that the only iser of writing the Oraisa is in Hebrew or Yavanis in Greek, but all other languages, it is only aser derabanan to write. And that's why he says, Eino aser makmi derabanan to sign, and mishum eretz Yisrael lo gazru. Really, we assume that all writing is really the Oraisa, and the reason that we permit, says the Ramban and other Rishonim, that mishum yishuv eretz Yisrael, it's a mitzvah rabba, which we will even permit the iser the Oraisa of writing. Since a non-Jew is performing it, we will be matir. In general, it's not enough to just have the non-Jew do something in a kila achar yad way, unless it is something which people would normally do kila achar yad. But if it's something that he would never think of doing kila achar yad, then it will not be permissible. Even though we said that nobody really holds of this heter of the Ramah, that writing in other languages is only aser derabanan, the Nishnas Avraham in Chelek Aleph Siman Shin Mem Sifkan Vav quotes from Rav Shlomo Zalman, who says that if you need a death certificate to be written immediately in order that the levaya take place at the appropriate time, Motzei Shabbos, the death certificate can be written on Shabbos by a non-Jew, written in the Laz language, in English, not in Hebrew, but see if this shita of the Or Zeruah and the Ramah, we will be making in such a situation, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman. It is permitted to announce an object which was found, even if it is something that is muksa. The reason is because Hashavas Aveda is a mitzvah, so you can do these things, will be matir these issues for a mitzvah, as it acts as Cheftzei Shamayim. The chiddush of the item being muksa is that even though it's something that you can't return today, it is still considered to be Cheftzei Shamayim of Shabbos to be mefarsim it, because Shabbos is a time when more people are around and you are more likely to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah.